Hello, you call Yosef the Sapek, Lachol and Yitzav and Malov. Yosef could not restrain himself any longer. There was a lot of people over there. The Mitzrim were there, his brothers were there. Vayikra, and before he burst of emotion to reveal his identity to his brothers, Vayikra, he called out, Hotziyu kol ish me'eloi. Take out everybody here. Kol ish me'eloi. Below amad ish itoi. And there was no other person. Bisvada Yosef Elachov. No one else was present when Yosef made himself known to his brothers. So, when Yosef reveals himself, he said, Hotziyu kol ish me'eloi. And the pasuk says, V'lo amar ish ito bizvado Yosef Elochov. And Ein Hanami, that's what happened. There was no one else. There was no ish there when he announced himself to his brothers. L'chayra, if he said, Hotziyu kol ish me'eloi, which he meant any stranger besides the brothers, so why did it have to say V'lo amad ish ito bisvado Yosef Elochov? The whole reason why he said, take everybody out of here, everyone should leave the room, is because he didn't want to embarrass his brothers. He didn't want to embarrass his brothers. And they were full of busha when he said, Ani Yosef, Shemacharta Vasi Mitraima. Be a big busha in front of anybody else. Okay, right? It's better to throw yourself in a furnace than to embarrass someone. Where do you learn that from? Ruden Toma, right? So he wasn't going to embarrass his brothers because the mitzri's there in the room. So of course he said, everyone should leave. That the pasuk says, there was no one there when he had, for Shteitzel, that's what he said, everyone should leave. He's the viceroy, they all left. No question. So why did the pasuk have to say, V'lo amad ish ito bisvada Yosef Elochov? So I want to suggest maybe the pshat is we're not talking about a mitzri. The ish that the pasuk says was not there was not a mitzri. It's referring to another ish. Yosef was sent by his father to go seek out his brothers. See the peace of your brothers and see the peace of the tzon, how they're doing. Hashiveni dover and tell me back. Tell me the news. What's doing? Vayimtso ehu ish. Vayimtso ehu ish. Rashi says, who is this ish? Vayimtso ehu ish. Someone finds Yosef while he's looking for his brothers. Zegavriel. Samala. All of a sudden he's looking for his brothers. And Mayim to Eyu Ish, Ze Gavriel, Shnema Avor Ish Gavriel. Gavriel is called an Ish, even though he's a Balach. Vine Soya Basoda. Yosef is lost on the way. He can't know, he doesn't know how to get to his brothers. He doesn't know where they are. Vayisho Leyu Ish, Leymo Matavakesh. So this Malach Gavriel asked him, Matavakesh, what are you looking? You look like you're looking for something. You're looking for somebody. Vayomer Achai Anochi Mavakesh. Hagidon Ali Eifel Heim Royim. I'm looking for my brothers. You ever see a group of people together walking around, traveling as a group? Did you see them? Maybe tell me where they're going. Vayomer Ish. No, they're not here. I heard they're going to Dyson. I heard them saying, well, let's go to Dyson. Vayelech Yosef Acher Echov. Vayim Tzoyim V'Dyson. And Yosef followed what this Ish told him to do. And he found his brothers and they found him. And the rest of the story, we know what happened. Sold them down to Mitzrayim. Over 20 years later, Yosef spent so much time in jail as an Eved, seduced by Eishes Potiphar. Yosef went through a lot of tzoras. So, now that Yosef is standing in front of his brothers, the different possibilities how he could bring about this identity and reviewed the situation, what happened with the Mechira. People like to blame others for things that happen to them. That's called the blame game. It's really not a game. But that's what it's called. Sometimes you like to blame other people for your conditions of what happened to you. And this way you're not responsible because it was their fault. You know? And if it's not exactly blaming people, you know, there's always that would have, could have, and should have that crosses people's minds. Would have, could have, and should have. If I would have done this, if it could have been like this, or what I should have done like this, then the whole thing wouldn't have happened. That means it could have not happened. If I would have taken a different road, or if I would have taken a different choice, or if I would have said something else. There's sometimes a possibility that's called the would've, could've, and should've. By saying the would've and could've and should've, you're second-guessing Hashem. Because what's meant to be is meant to be. You try your best, you do certain things, and if it didn't work out, so maybe that's the Ratzon of Hashem. Hamechin Mitzadei Gover. Our Emunah is that with the Baal Shem Tov, what I heard, B'Shem the Baal Shem Tov, that a leaf that falls off a tree, where that leaf lands, that's what Hashem, that's where Hashem wanted it to land. The whole story of the brothers and Yosef is they did everything possible that the dream should not come true. They sold him as a slave. And it's like they kissed him goodbye, we won't see you for another 200 years. And you go sold out to Mitzrayim. No Eved ever ran away from Mitzrayim, Chazal tell us. Couldn't escape. So that's it for Yosef. But Hashem had a different plan. And he used what they did in order to bring about the plan of you're bound down to Yosef. Because that's what had to be. That's the plan. And you can't wiggle out of it if that's what Hashem wants. No matter what you will do, you had to bow down to Yosef. Because it wasn't a dream, it was a nevuah, and that's what had to be. Rabbi Yismach Shavuz B'Levish V'Atzas Hashem Yisokum, and Simcha Bunim Pshischa says Atzas Hashem Yisokum means Hashem's Eitzel will come through the Rabbi Yismach Shavuz B'Levish. He'll use the Rabbi Yismach Shavuz B'Levish to get what he wants, Hashem. He played along with them. Okay, you want to sell them? Sell them. We'll make it the scenario that you're going to still bow down to when you're going to get food. And before he announces that I'm Yosef. Hashem don't make mistakes. We make mistakes. Hashem doesn't. So the would have, could have, should have doesn't really work. You feel bad. Oh, I should have, I could have. Like terrible, and I sit and cry about it. This is obviously the Ratzon of Hashem. And even though you had many different plans, it doesn't always work out. There's a minig when you menachem avel someone, but we'll lay him. At least by Hasidim, that they want you to make brachas. If you ever go to the shiva house, right? They have mezainas and l'chaim also, right? Mezainas and l'chaim. Usually, when I spoke before many times, that really the main thing is the shahakol. But we don't drink like the goyim do, who just drink to drink. The Avdenezer says that's b'chukusayim lo selechus. You have to have a mezainas. So the mezainas is really just to be machsha the shahakol. So you shouldn't be like a goy. That's what the Avdenezer says. So the minig is you make a shahakol. Then you say l'chaim. So why do you have to? Why do they do that for? You think, oh, it's like the yahrzeit we had today, right? More brachas. The more brachas you say, because of the nifter, so it brings pekelech upstairs. It's a chusim for him because he's goyrim. You're gonna make a bracha. But the real reason is because, unfortunately, lots of times, when the person was nifter, there's always guilt. Not always, but a lot of times guilt in the relatives. We took him to this doctor, maybe we should have picked another doctor. And if we could have went this here, we should have taken that treatment instead of this treatment. A lot of fakers that they start feeling guilty. Feeling guilty that, you know, would have, could have, and should have. Maybe we didn't make the right choices, didn't have the right medicine, or different things that you could blame it on, which would make you feel guilty. So you make a bracha to the Avelim and say, Shehakol Nia Bidvaro. Everything happens with the Devar Hashem. Shehakol Nia Bidvaro. There is no room for would have, should have, and could have. You did your best. You tried the best. You did your ishtadlus. Hashem has a plan. No, you didn't do anything. You tried. But that's the Ratzon of Hashem. He has cheshbonos. He's the Borei Olam. He goes back before Bereishis. It's a lot of history before, till now, from Bereishis. Who knows what are the cheshbonos? So if you make that bracha, shahakol niyeh bedvaro. This is the word of Hashem. And this is what he wanted, and that's the cheshbon. Don't feel guilty. Don't take responsibility. You made your hishtadlus. Yosef tells that to the brothers right away. You didn't send me over here. Hashem sent me over here. It's not about you. He took off that burden that they should feel the responsibility that, oh, it's just them. You caused all the tzar. He says, Hashem Shlochani, the ultimate goal, what Hashem wanted. That's the ultimate emes. The Torah is being megala over here, Yosef's thoughts. How did he get into Mitzrayim? It's because his father told him to go see the Shloim Echov and the Shlom Atzayim. Okay. But he got lost. So he didn't know where to go, where to go. Oh. So if you don't know where to go, you get verblunged. How long do you want to be verblunged? Which means you don't know where you're going. You say, okay, I'm going home. You know, I better go back home before it gets dark. You know what I mean? So, he would have went home, Shai. He wouldn't have been down to Mitzrayim. I'll be learning with my father for the next 22 years. Gevaldik, what a chavrusa. Oh, man. So what happened? I had to meet this ish. Had to meet this ish. Now, if I didn't meet that ish, I would have been okay. He's the problem. I blamed the whole thing on him. If it wouldn't be for this person, who was a malach, if it wasn't a person, then I wouldn't have been sold to Mitzrayim. It wouldn't have been nothing. My whole history would have changed. Why did you say that? Right? Yosef said, no. It's not about that I met this person who this, who led me to go here, and then we made a look at the tragedy that fell upon me. The unfortunate tragedy for 22 years of my life. So the Pasuk says, he said, take everyone away. So I don't want to embarrass my brothers. But the Torah is saying, that's not the only one he took away. V'lo yo ish imoy. V'lo yo ish ito bismada Yosef elachov. Meaning, that ish of Gavriel, that person who I met in the middle, when I'm going to make a video, he wasn't the cause of this whole thing. As if to say, if I didn't meet him, I would be okay. No. He's not the cause. This is what Hashem wanted. Period. If I didn't meet that guy, I would have landed up somehow going to Mitzrayim anyway. Because that's the plan. And if we don't play the role of the plan, Hashem will make us play the role of the plan. Somehow we'll make the whole world turn around in order to get it to happen. Make a famine in Mitzrayim for this many years, and Paro and the this and the that, you're thrown in jail. To make that whole scenario happen, that you will be in Mitzrayim and the brothers are going to bow down. Zehu. No one ever could have taken it out. That was the Ratzon of Hashem. So the Pasuk is saying that there was no Ish Ito. Which Ish? We already took out the Mitzrayim. Oh, it means that Ish over there, way in the beginning. That Ish, you told me, oh, go to your brothers over there. Oh, if I wouldn't have got that guy, I would have been saved. No. Yosef is bigger than that. Yosef understood that this whole scenario of him to Mitzrayim and all this in the pit, and that was all a cheshbon of the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what the bracha when we say Shehakol Yom Bidvav means. We're being Moedet to Hashem Shehakol Nihya. Everything happens. Everything. Bidvaro, which you're Hanhogo. Dibur also means hanhoga. Yad ber amim tachtenu. It means to lead. It's a hanhoga. Hanhogas of Hashem. He intervenes in the world in Hashgacha Pratis. And even if you have Rabbis Machshav Lavish, Atzas Hashem, he sokum, if that's what is the Atzas Hashem, he will make it happen. That's our belief in Shehakol Nia Bizvoro. But it takes someone like Yosef to realize that. You have to be a mamin Hashem. And Yosef, who was in Mitzrayim all this time and still stayed to be the same tzaddik as he was before he left Mitzrayim, before he left Eretz Yisrael, always had shame, shamayim, shagur, befiv, Rashi says. Vashem imo, shame, shamayim, shagur, befiv. When you're always talking about Hashem, emitz Hashem, ezras Hashem, v'siyata d'shmaya, that's how a person fortifies himself to say, shehakol niya bidvaro. Atzas Hashem Yisro. Ziv HaTorah? Yeah. Really? Hold on. Ziv HaTorah is the one. Really?
Yeah.
You tried it.